This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We have been monitoring meat packing plants hit hard by COVID. Critics say government health oversight has been lax. One place this has played out is in central Washington's Yakima Valley, with packing plants and their mostly Latinx workers. COVID led to production delays and health concerns led to strikes, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Harvest is in full swing in the irrigated orchards of central Washington's prime apple-growing region.
Cosmic Crisp and a lot of really great varieties are still on until mid-November.
Mike Gempler heads up the Washington Growers League, and he says it was a rough summer. Yakima suffered the worst COVID outbreak in the state. Workers went on strike over lack of PPE and crowded conditions. Gempler says growers had to re-engineer their packing plants and slow down production to spread workers out along the lines. He says plants are running full tilt now, but costs are likely up 10 to 15%.
People just spent the money if they had it to stay in business, because if they had an outbreak or if the state came in and inspected and they were full of violations, they'd shut them down.
The Growers League had to modify the housing it runs for hundreds of mostly Latinx migrant farm workers and guest workers. Gempler showed me around one dormitory surrounded by orchards near the Columbia River. Each floor houses 24 workers. They share bathrooms, showers, a kitchen, now with plastic partitions between the stoves.
Using bunk beds really did not provide adequate separation, so bunk beds were disallowed, cut our housing capacity in half.
Wendy Lopez runs the site and is also a city councilor in the small farm worker town of Mattawa, just up the hill. She says most residents are wearing masks and keeping distant now, but
the beginning it was a little bit hard. People didn't really believe that it was true. And once you see like a family member get sick, one of the local priests to get sick, that hit pretty hard, and that's when people started getting serious.
In the wake of the summer strikes, activists are trying to organize a union in the packing plants. Attorney Eilish Villa-Malone is with Yakima-based Workers United for Justice.
Employers now are giving masks, but they're all still working shoulder to shoulder. The lines are super tough, meaning that like they're throwing a lot of fruit down the lines.
And she says COVID's still around.
And it's not really going away. Maybe it's, you know, gone down percentage-wise, but I'm still seeing people get sick.
And Via Malone says many low-wage immigrant workers can't afford or are afraid to take time off when they feel sick. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.